This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House and Senate were concerned specifically how banks handled some of the financial instruments that they deal in, and those financial instruments are typically referred to as derivatives. Senator Lincoln, chairman of the Agriculture Committee from Arkansas, had originally had some provisions in the Senate version that were a little more strict on banks in terms of how they were able to handle those derivatives trades, but there was a compromise that was offered by House Ag Committee Chairman Peterson that both sides were able to agree on, and that compromise would essentially require banks to wall off or separate some of the riskiest derivatives from the part of the bank that holds deposits.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Banks will still be able to keep some of their business in the derivatives that are tied to interest rate swaps, and they're also going to continue to be permitted to trade in derivatives related to foreign exchange swaps and credit, gold and silver and some of those things. But they will have to divert some of their derivatives that are related to commodities such as energy, metals, and agriculture. The thought is that by diverting those derivatives related to agriculture commodities and energy and metals, that that will provide some more stability under the banks. And again, I think ultimately we don't want to see a repeat of some of the financial meltdown that occurred in the latter part of 2008 and early part of 2009.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It would need to be approved by both bodies of Congress before it could be sent to the president to be signed into law. That was originally anticipated that it could happen this week. Now that is uncertain with the unfortunate death of Senator Byrd of West Virginia. So it looks like we're going to be coming back and perhaps dealing with this sometime after the recess. So there's still some steps that we have to go through before this actually gets to the president and he can sign it into law.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It contains a lot of the changes that have been advocated by the cotton industry. Certainly we saw a lot of upheaval in the March 2008 cotton futures market that brought about a lot of concern within the industry, particularly some of the over-the-counter trades that were allowed. And what we're going to see out of some of this regulations would be some additional reporting, some additional transparency. So hopefully we'll see it move forward sometime later this summer.